Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose. Today, joined by indie rock band from Newport, Wales, Rogues. How are you, lads? Are you all good?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Yeah, perfect. And there's all of yous, which is a change for a band. Never usually do we have pretty much all the band online, so if you just want to go through yous and, you know, give your name and what you guys all do in the band.
My name's James and I'm on the drums.
My name's Ben on bass.
My name's Alex, I'm on guitar.
My name's Rod and I'm on guitar as well.
Nice. So I'll get started. I don't want to just ask you how did the band form or any of them boring questions, but did you guys always know each other or was it a case of kind of all get, you know, in from school or just outside or whatever it was? How do you guys kind of all become, not just a band, but how do you guys become mates?
So I went to primary school with Andrew, and then we jammed at the start of it. And then I went to secondary school with Alex and James. That's how I knew them. So I got them in because I knew them. And then Ben was just off Facebook.
Yeah, I'm like we was just like a musician's page. We were looking for a bass player, basically.
Yeah. So I put an advert up and Ben replied. And that was it then.
So it was like a Craigslist ad type thing for a band. that's quite rare though. Was it a case of maybe, you know, was it just looking for something to do when you just bonding to that, or was it a case of, you know, maybe I can fit that in like a meeting and see where the sound forms, or was it just a case of let's just get a band and let's just jam and see what happens type thing, or was it a specific kind of sound or specific kind of version that you guys were kind of looking for when you was responding to that?
Well, me, Andrew and James jammed, and we sort of knew we had something special between us, and I guess the bass is just the missing piece of the band, and it's quite hard to find a bassist as well. So when I put the advert out there, I wasn't really expecting to find anyone, because I already tried multiple times. But yeah, Ben replied, and
originally it was just four of us, like without Alex. So we were practicing for a good like 5-6 months as a four piece, and then Andy, so he's the one not here tonight. So he's the lead vocalist, and he plays acoustic guitar as well. But he broke his arm just before our first gig, so we needed someone to play the rhythm really. So then me and Rod went to school with Alex. We brought him in on guitar as well, and then it was just a missing piece, really. We just knew that's what we needed to sound like. So, yeah, five piece accents, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what do you guys think that you get from maybe, what do you guys get from a five piece rather than a four piece? Is there that extra sound, or what do you think is added having a five piece compared to a four, per se?
I'd say there's a lot more variation within a five piece. With a four piece, you're kind of limited to just one instrument of each kind. So having a five-piece, having an extra guitar, it gives you a lot more flexibility.
To play a song,
it overall just fills out the sound. You get a much more fuller sound with an extra instrument.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I came in, it seemed to boost the songs as they already were.
Give it that extra oomph to it. If you've got someone else on backing as well, I suppose that probably gives it that kind of wall of sound that I guess that you guys kind of really like kind of having when you do your gigs and that. Would you say that you guys was always kind of musically, or was it a case of maybe, because I don't play instruments, so I've never understood the concept of like, you know, how do you actually get into it? Is it a case of picking up a guitar, or is it a case of you heard a certain song and you wanted to emulate that song on the drums or bass or guitar or just writing lyrics? How is it that you guys kind of found yourself to be involved within music and instruments?
I think we were all destined to be musicians. All of us obviously loved music our whole lives. And I suppose when I listen to a song, for example, the guitar always makes the hairs go up on my neck. And I guess with James, it'll probably be the drums. And I think that's how it works.
Yeah, like my uncle plays drums, and like him and my dad, they got me into it at like quite a young age. So I've always sort of
You've always been around it type thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, my dad plays the bass. It's just always, like, been here for me. Do you know what I mean? So it's,
yeah.
But like, I never, because, like, when I went to uni and stuff, I didn't really play anymore, sort of. So I was, like, living away. So I didn't really expect to join a band or anything. And then when Rob messaged me, like, you know, going into my third year, and I was like, oh, you know, let's go for it. You know, I didn't expect it to happen, really. Like, sort of, those dreams sort of died off, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you said that you guys were all kind of destined to be musicians to a certain degree. Do you kind of, is the stuff that the band is influenced by, is it the same stuff as you guys are listening to, or is there a variation between what the band sound is and what you guys are kind of influenced by and what you guys kind of listen to on the playlist or whenever you're listening to different music? Would you say the influence of kind of what you guys listen to influences the band, or would you say that there's different kind of parts of what you guys listen to and then it all kind of comes together from different genres and different kind of bands and artists?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. Like, we all are very, like, individual in genres here and there. So when it comes to individual parts we take from there, it all comes together as one then, but we're all aware, like, all sorts of music, and that's why it all comes together so well, I think.
Yeah, so there's no particular kind of band or anything that you guys kind of really like their sound, like, perhaps, I don't know, from you guys being from Newport, and maybe Stereophonics, for example, but is there not kind of that influence from bands that you guys kind of watched or listened to, or is it just a case of different genres all kind of combining together, and that's how you find you guys' sound?
Yeah, not like specifically, just, I mean, Newport's a really creative place in general, so growing up, I suppose we've all sort of been, like, sort of influenced in that to bring our own bit to the table. But just guitar music, I suppose. No band in particular, really.
It's all quite different. We all have individuals' tastes, I think. I mean, me and Alex are different. We have two lead guitarists. And then obviously that's the same for Andrew, who's the front man and the main songwriter. I think that's a strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite hard to pin down to certain bands. Like, a lot of people, when we get, like, feedback or something, people always say different bands. Like, they say, oh, like, you know, we can, yeah, this sort of band. And other people will say something else, you know. I don't think we've ever had any, like, consistent bands that we've been compared to.
Which I suppose is always good for you guys, then, to know that you're pulling influences from everywhere rather than kind of not copying the sound, but having the same kind of style. Because I suppose that you guys want your own style to kind of stand out with how you guys are, I guess. So, I mean, Andrew's not here now, so it's probably a little bit of a maybe a little bit not of the of the best questions. But in terms of writing process, obviously say that Andrew is the main writer, but it's interesting to kind of have the rest of the band away from Andrew. Do you guys kind of add in your own things when he's writing? Does he bring in his own kind of lyrics, and then you guys are kind of going, well, I think that'd work on this, or I think that's going to work on this, and then it's a trial and error? Or is it a case that you guys just know how to play your instruments and Andrew kind of comes in and he's like, can we try out this, and kind of directs it from there? Or is it pretty much a kind of freelance spirit when you guys are practicing?
Once or twice we've tried to do things, but it's mainly just he turns up with, like, maybe like a chorus and a verse, lyrics and a few chords, and because we're all, like, aware of what we're all into and sort of how the songs sort of go, they've always just grown really quickly straight away. We do try the odd few things, but
is this, even though he writes the songs,
yeah.
There's still a lot of space in the songs for us to use our own creativity as well. So,
yeah. Do you guys feel like you've got a lot of creativity to work with the sound?
Yeah. And there's been times where, you know, the songs have been tweaked. They're not, obviously, me and Alex write our own guitar parts. It's the same with James and Ben. We all compose the songs together.
I mean, are you guys ever giving it a go, kind of writing, or do you leave that usually just to Andrew? Or is there anything that you guys have kind of come up with? Or do you guys just kind of really struggle to write and leave it to Andrew?
It's just guitar for me. I'm not sure about the other lads. I tried to write a song the other day, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't even write two lines.
I can imagine that it is probably well hard to do. I can't lie to you. So I didn't know if you'd ever kind of given it a bit of a go, and then he was like, I don't know, maybe just leave this to Andrew to do. I'll move on. It's a kind of double-sided question here. What was kind of the first kind of songs or records that you guys were kind of listening to that kind of sparked your interest in music, would you say? Is the one that particularly stands out? Is there a particular song that you can remember listening to? Obviously, kind of, you've said that, you know, you've been around musical, kind of musical influences, but is there like maybe, is there a Beatles song, for example, or is there, whatever it be, do you know what I mean? Is there one specific song that stands out?
For me, it was like Elvis at the start, but then when I sort of came around to Oasis a little bit more, then it was more about being in a band and gone from there. But
for me, it was just sort of like what my dad would be listening to at the time, really. Or like if he had some old CDs in the house, can I just pick them on? Like I used to love a bit of like early Arctic Monkeys or like The Killers and stuff, and then I just try and replicate that on the drums and really just try and make as much noise as I could, like when I was younger.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, so it is a case of kind of you guys all just whatever you've listened to, and you know, you're emulating it, like you say, with Killers or Arctic Monkeys or whatever. It just kind of comes from there, I guess. But is there any gigs that you guys have been to that you can probably say that was maybe, you know, sometimes they've, you know, you've been to a gig perhaps that you guys have kind of really enjoyed and you've kind of been influenced by that, maybe seeing it live and seeing how the setup of the band is? Is there anything in terms of there maybe?
For me, I love live music, and there's been, I can name so many gigs where I've been inspired by the power of a live band. But it's all actually on YouTube for me. I just watch so many gigs on YouTube. It's just you can just look back in history and be inspired. Actually, it sounds a bit weird as a musician, but I don't really like going to any gigs in person. I'm different to all the band. I know all the other lads love gigs, but I've seen like, for example, like a Metallica gig in Russia when they played to like 1.5 million people or something. Like that just blew my mind. Obviously, that was in 1991, so I can't go back then. But it's just things like that have blew my mind and inspired me.
Yeah, well, I find that quite interesting then. Is there a reason that you kind of, obviously the rest of the guys kind of do, but is there a reason that you don't enjoy kind of going to the live, going to see it live? Is there something, because is there a reason behind it, or?
There's a few things, like, just too many people here for one. Just being around, like, I'm not a fan of mosh pits, I sound really boring now. Often the sound, I can't really hear what's going on, but anyway.
Do you just kind of leave it to your own devices of you kind of, you create the music and you leave it to the audience? You kind of don't want to be involved for the audience, perhaps. I mean, I'll open it up to the rest of the lads. What are your experiences when you're listening to live music? Are you kind of looking at different setups of bands, or is there any gigs that kind of stand out to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially when it's just the old feuds sort of down the road, like in town, that you've never heard of before. Just thinking, like, sort of maybe getting ideas from there, because you're all sort of at the same level and using the same equipment, maybe.
Yeah, because you guys are definitely, you guys collaborate with a lot of kind of local music as well. I mean, you don't really as well stay in Wales either, do you? As you guys go, I mean, up and down the country pretty much. I know you've played with Mosaics from Lincoln before, and so you guys kind of open it up a lot from just not even being in Wales, but just travelling up and down the UK. How do you find that? Is it quite stress inducing for you guys, or is it something that you guys kind of relish?
I think it's interesting. Like when we first went up to Manchester, there was quite a few bands on that. Like, this was back in February, and all of the bands, they were quality. It was you know, that was like the third, like by far the furthest gig we'd done at the time. Apart from that, it was just going to like Bristol. So it was quite good, like going that far away and seeing like the, you know, the talent really, and seeing, you know, not the difference, because obviously there's loads of great bands around here, but just going different places, you know, and just seeing that it's just good music wherever you go, really.
Yeah, I suppose if you're being influenced by Oasis, perhaps, and you're going up to Manchester, you're going to hear a lot of kind of that Oasis-y sound, I guess. So it's, I suppose it's quite nice to kind of see it. But is there perhaps kind of... Do you guys enjoy working with different kind of acts, or do you guys just really want to kind of focus and get on the bill for you guys? Or do you kind of find talking to different bands, you know, guitarist on guitarist, drummer on drummer, singer on singer, perhaps? Do you guys kind of collaborate a lot with these kind of other artists that you're on the bill with, or do you just kind of keep to yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I've just come, but we enjoy kind of gigging with other bands. We take a bit from them and they probably take a bit from us, and we just all seem to have a good time together and talk about the same sort of stuff. So and we're all mainly, the bands that we support are like youngish like us, so we mainly get along with them, really.
Yeah, I'll say that you guys are fairly young, and obviously the band is very much up and coming as well. I suppose that you guys work jobs as well. What you guys, I suppose this isn't the only thing. So how hard do you find it to manage kind of both aspects of your life? Is that quite a stressful thing to kind of have?
Yeah. We make it work, but not every gig is a Saturday night sort of thing. If you're the big band, then you can maybe pick and choose which night you play. And obviously the venue, all the bigger bands play on the weekends when they can pull in bigger, better crowds. But sometimes we've had to take Tuesday. Like when we went to Manchester, that was a Tuesday night. And yeah, we had to take a day off work. But it's just the things you sort of have to do.
Yeah, we
want to do it as well. It's always good to like be rushing around, because we all want to be there for the gigs and practicing a lot in the time in the week. So I think we want it that bad that we will just kind of make those little sacrifices, because we enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I mean, is there any nightmare stories that you guys kind of have from when you've travelled, perhaps midweek? Is there any kind of stories from on the road that you guys think, you know, it's a bit of a total nightmare, perhaps? I mean, you've said that kind of Andrew tonight, trains have been cancelled for practice and stuff like that. Is there any other really kind of nightmare stories that stick in your mind?
We went Nottingham back in the summer, and it was Friday. We got caught in work traffic, and I think we managed about one service station stop and didn't have enough time for me to get my food from KFC, because we had to rush to the gig.
That's a travesty, isn't it? That, I mean, I wouldn't have gone on stage. I can't lie to you, lads. I'd have refused to go on stage.
You literally put a flapjack on the counter.
Yeah, we've turned up with literally 10 minutes before we got on stage, but it's all part of the fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you enjoy kind of the whole kind of low maintenance of it then, to a certain degree? I mean, you guys obviously in the cars together and just having a laugh, is there an element of kind of low maintenance about it that you guys just kind of enjoy, especially while you're fairly young?
We love it. I love the car journeys. I love the gigs. I love watching the other bands. It's great.
Yeah, it's meeting new people from further afield, like different cities. And like you said earlier, like, you know, you'd think Manchester would be really sort of every Oasis, but there's hundreds of bands from all these different cities, and they it's good to see how much they enjoy what we're doing and just sharing it as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'll open it up for like years in the future perhaps, but I mean, what would be your dream gig? I mean, you've said Metallica in Russia perhaps, but what would be, I mean, to have the audience, but let's just, what would be your dream gig? Would it maybe be a Principality, for example, or would it be a, you know, Cardiff, or what would it be?
Red Rocks. Red Rocks.
Right, what's Red Rocks, by the way?
It's in Colorado in America.
Is it a festival?
It's a venue, but it's like a big
like an amphitheater.
Yeah, like a Grand Canyon type amphitheater. It's amazing.
I mean, you got some sound coming off there, but I mean, yeah, I mean, would you guys, if, yeah, I mean, would that, that would obviously be a dream gig, but what would maybe perhaps be your dream tour then? Would America be your dream tour, or would it be, I mean, we're thinking very fantastical here, but I'm saying, like, kind of, obviously you'd love to go all over, but if you used to do maybe a certain continent or country, perhaps, what would be kind of your... your big
I've always wanted to do a European tour, just to, I don't know, I see other bands doing it and artists, and yeah, it's just a massive goal for me.
It, is that with everybody then, pretty much Europe, or what would it be?
I think. So I'm quite into like Aussie indie rock, so just going over there and just doing a tour around it would just be class, I think.
What, around Australia and all that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, America, perhaps, where would you, if I was to say America, where would you, obviously Red Rock would be where you guys want to be, but what would else would be on your radar? Would it perhaps be something, I don't, I'm trying to think in America, would it perhaps be something in, like, I don't know, Whiskey A Go-Go, perhaps something like that? What would it be if you was doing the US tour?
It'd be cool. Like, America is, like, there's so many things, isn't it? Like, this goes on, but, I don't know, like, yeah, we're quite into, like, well, me and Alex are sort of into the blues a little bit, so like Memphis would be cool there, or, but yeah, there's loads of places.
Yeah, there's just loads of different places that you could go. I mean, we've moved on from what you guys could potentially have in the future, but we'll talk about the present now. The new track, Nice to Say Hello, talk to me about it. How does the track come about?
Nice to Say Hello was written like a year and a bit ago. It was when the band was about 4 months in, 6 months in. And it was just written on acoustic guitar, and you can still hear that on the song now. And it was just built by the band, really. We slowly built it up, a lot of practice on it, and we're happy how it sounds now with a nice finish at the end, really.
Yeah, and it does have that kind of acoustic-y guitar to it. I mean, would you... is it one of them songs that you feel like can be both played kind of rocky and mellow at the same time? Is it one of them songs, perhaps, you guys?
Yeah, when we play it live, it's a lot more sort of, like the choruses are a bit more bigger, and there's a slight difference to the finish on it. Like there's a big guitar solo, and not like, I don't know, Eddie Van Halen on a thing, but...
Yeah, there's different variations of it as well. I mean, you guys are up and down the UK pretty much, from what I can see on your Instagram. But yeah, what are your guys' plans for the future, perhaps? Is there more stuff being written? Is there perhaps more new releases on the way? What are you guys kind of got in mind?
There's always stuff being written. We like to keep our set list fairly fresh. But yeah, we've got a few things lined up along with some good gigs, so... yeah, we're just trying to grow as a band, really. There's always music being made with us five. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, is it just a case of just kind of working, and seeing where you guys have kind of gone? Because obviously you've made it. You know, you've done Radio Wales and all that, haven't you? So yeah, is there a case of kind of just expanding and seeing what you guys can kind of get out of this, pretty much?
Yeah, see where we can go with it. Just keep doing what we're doing. Like, the three songs we released were fairly early. We've even evolved even since then, and that's been a year, 2 years ago. So those are quite, like, we've been playing those songs a lot. So there's some new songs that we look to release, and we'd be excited to go in the studio with them, really. But always stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have constantly got stuff going on. I mean, thank you for coming on tonight. Really do appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, where can everyone find your socials to keep up to date, everything Rogues?
Instagram is The Rogues with 2 underscores. Facebook, The Rogues. Twitter, The Rogues, I think, with 1 underscore or 2 underscores. Yeah, just type in The Rogues, it should come up.
Yeah,
the
well...
with a big circle around the right end, The Rogues with a circle around it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really miss it, can you, from the from Instagram icon? And I'm sure there'll be, you know, when you look and you guys are constantly networking. I mean, the people that follow me follow you guys, so it's I mean, there's constant element of networking from you guys as well. So yeah, I mean, thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it. And
cheers, mate.
No worries, and yeah, best of luck in the future. Thank you so much.
You.
Appreciate it.
Cheers,
thank you. Bye, lads. Bye.